you unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of Canada. You're moving into a land of both poutine and panthers. Of Craigs and Eli's. A place where Kevin Smith can get with someone like Caitlin Ryan. A world where characters have dropped off the face of the earth, and plot lines have all but been forgotten. You've just crossed over into the Degrassi Black Hole. Welcome back to a very special episode of New Year, New Look, New Podcast.
I'm Alana.
I'm Annalie.
And I'm Nathan, and I'm not going to be doing that Rod Sterling voice for the rest of the episode, so let's just back to the regular voice. Happy Halloween, everybody!
Woo! Yay!
Now, I know that we said about a year ago that we would be reviewing Nowhere to Run for our Halloween episode, which we should still do that again.
Psych!
Yeah. Instead, we are going to be taking a deep dive, and I mean a deep dive, possibly, into the Degrassi Black Hole.
I've been wanting to talk about this for years. Yes. I'm so excited.
So, for those uninitiated, the Degrassi Black Hole is simply this plane of existence. Like, we're doing this as like a Twilight Zone bit for the episode, but you remember in Loki when things would get pruned, they would just go to Leviathan and they're just like, it's this. That's basically what the Degrassi Black Hole is.
Not
it's
everyone's going to understand that reference, Nathan.
Listen.
You can't just assume everyone who listens to our podcast are Marvel fans.
Well, basically, it's this flat plane of existence where every character and plot line that has either like left the show or have been forgotten is just in limbo for the rest of time.
I also like to call it the Degrassi Bermuda Triangle.
That honestly, yeah, that's a good analogy for that too. Yeah.
I found a profile picture of it.
Get out. Sorry. I thought I was muted. The dog.
Guys, Annalie got a dog. We you know about Finley. Anyways.
All right. Are we ready to deep dive?
Yes, we have collected some facts from mainly just our problems with Black Hole characters and Black Hole plot lines. We're just going to talk about those. We've also got some references from outside sources like Reddit subreddits and just the wiki and all that stuff.
Thank you, Degrassi Wiki.
Yes, thank you, as always, for the Degrassi Wiki. But also, we've taken some of your guys' characters and plot lines that have been Black Hole from our Instagram and the Degrassi Kid Patreon. You should subscribe, and not the Patreon, the Discord. Sorry, I'm tired. So let's get this out of the way. We're all just going to piggyback off of each other in the notes. So technically, Alana should start first, and then we'll just go from there.
Yeah, I also have a feeling that other things are going to be brought up, especially because of how much is in this, and also because I have a lot of notes. So I feel like the biggest one for me, and it's the thing where I'm like, Degrassi, I get it. The actress who plays Darcy went on to be on 90210. Therefore, you said we can't bring her back from Kenya. We just can't do it. She's some big star on 90210 now. But not even a mention of Claire, Darcy called while she's literally going through a cancer, pregnancy, and a miscarriage? I'm sorry, what? You're just not going to bring Darcy back for any of that? Not even a mention of a phone call or a message from her making Claire seem like an only child? Same with, I know people mentioned Kendra, but specifically with Spinner's cancer. How you're not even going to mention that Kendra like reached out or like anything about Kendra to begin with.
Yeah, like that. That's mainly what I wrote in my notes was the whole Darcy thing. I think Degrassi kind of learned from their mistakes. And in next class, they brought back Katie when Maya was having her problems.
Yes.
Which we'll get.
I appreciated that.
I appreciate that so much because it paid up, or it made up rather, for what they didn't do for Claire and Darcy. And we'll go more into that in our next class retrospective when we get into that.
Hazel's heritage, but also Loki literally anything with Hazel post season one, because we only get that one thing about her being Somalian, and then it's never brought up again, and she's just known as like Paige's best friend, and she's known as Jimmy's girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's it. I would have loved to have seen like inside of Hazel's life. And again, I think Degrassi learned from their mistakes, because they were like, oh shoot, representation matters, which is why I really loved getting to see Goldie's storyline in Next Class. So yeah, I appreciated that a lot.
Honestly, when you think about it, Next Class is kind of just making up for several missteps that they had in Next Gen, which I kind of respect Next Class for. But again, we'll get more. I respect
that too. Oh yeah. I'm definitely excited to chat about that soon. I also have on here more of Jane's trauma with her father, because it is mentioned during Jane says, but I feel like it's very abrupt. And it kind of is just like she starts getting these flashbacks and things like that. And I know her dad isn't always like a big part of her life, but it's, I don't know, it felt very sudden to me. And especially with everything with her brother Lucas, where I just feel like if they're around the same age, he would have picked up on this. And yes, not he, like, obviously he's like, I had no idea, but obviously I feel like he would have had some, maybe not trauma, but I just wish that
him we being
got to have him and Jane connect more.
Him being a young father could have like maybe sound some alarm bells. It definitely did in that one part. But you mentioned Lucas, because the thing that sucks about it is that I feel like they were like starting the trajectory of his character arc beginning. Like he was kind of a piece of shit, and then, oh, I'm sorry, Jane, that I never really like, you know, looked out for you as a kid, but I'm going to look out for you now. Okay, bye. Let's focus on more college stuff, I guess. I think this was around that time. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so frustrating. Lucas is on my list of characters that I'll probably name off like at the very end of my list. But it's so frustrating, because I definitely think he was starting to go down the right path after making several mistakes. And I feel like his part in Jane Says also was starting to weave the way for that. And I wish we got to see more, especially because after Jane Says, she's like basically fine. And I'm like, girl, you're not even going to therapy. Like, if I was Jane's mother, I would have put her in therapy immediately. I would have put her in therapy and been like, hey, you need to talk about this. It can be at your own pace, but this is something you have to talk about. Because she can't just like have all of this happen and have all of it be like fleshed out of her and then just never talk about it again. There's some things on this list that I'm like, that would be traumatizing. Why would you never talk about this again? I guess we'll segue to it now for me. Like, at least with Emma's ED, we do get to see a little bit of the aftermath of that. But Toby, he comes back next episode and he's fine. I'm like, no. That's not how things work in the real world, Degrassi. And I get you have a lot to cover.
True.
But yeah. Sorry, did you have something to say, Annalie?
No, I was just saying true, because I hadn't talked in a while.
Yeah, you haven't talked in a minute.
It's okay. We're getting to like the subjects of things that I'm like so passionate about, specifically with like things that they black hold.
Can we talk about the fact that I have notes today?
Annalie, yes, I'm so Annalie proud of notes. You. Guys, let it
I may
known.
Have made them 5 minutes ago, but I have notes.
No, same.
Yay!
So, speaking of notes, I'm already looking at Alana's, and I assume this is what you're going to talk about next, but Paige and Griffin and the STD scare.
Yeah, which, is that on yours too?
No, I just forgot that happened in the show, yes, and I read exactly. That. I'm like,
it was never brought up again, and she has this whole thing, and she's like, I'm taking a test, and she takes the test, and like, she's like, I won't hear for like a couple weeks, maybe months.
And we don't hear again. And we don't hear for the rest of the show or the rest literally, of her character's tenure. It's
like, we just assume that she's fine. We never see Griffin again. But yeah, it's like
the last we hear of Paige before their little reunion in next class is that she's in Hollywood. So for all we know, she's probably like HIV positive and just like going around Hollywood, and like that's
literally it's crazy. We don't know.
We literally don't know. Lauren Collins, what do you think happened with your character, please?
Oh my god.
So I mean, Shane Kipple, if you're listening, and if you know Lauren's number,
Shane would know.
Shane would definitely know.
Shane would know. Shane would know.
He wasn't even in Ghost Hollywood for like that much. So like,
I used to date her.
That's his only line in Ghost Hollywood.
I feel like it would be interesting to like sit down with someone on the show and be like, "What do you think would have happened if they continued with the storyline?"
That's a really good question. Yeah,
it'd be really interesting. I'll table that. I'll table that if we ever get one. This was going to be at the top of my list, and it's pretty up there. Terry! Justice for Terry. Because a fun fact about me is that I will always do a Degrassi rewatch, and nothing will stop me. I'm on my 7th rewatch right now, and I just got to season 4. And we all know what happens in season 4 if you've watched the show before.
Yeah.
So they're like, literally, I just got past the episode where Rick comes back and I was like, oh, justice for Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Justice for Terry.
And now
I think we did a whole thing talking about it, I feel like.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
But now, like, the actress who plays Terry is doing awesome stuff now. And I get why she personally like had to leave the show to like better her modeling mm-hmm. career, but at the same time,
but here's the opinion: all of these characters that are black holed because they got better things or different things to go do. I don't know if you just heard that or not. He just majorly growled at me. But they could have still tied up their character. That's if they the knew thing. They were going to be leaving.
That's the thing. I'm really happy. I mean, granted, obviously, it's really, really sad. But the whole thing is with JT, like, Ryan Cooley wanted to do something else. And they did tie up the loose ends. Yes, it was in a really, really sad way, but they did tie up loose ends.
If anything, Degrassi is known for, like, because, I mean, aside from, well, only for, like, JT and Adam, that's the only time they ever did that for, like, people who wanted out of their contracts, right?
Mm-hmm. I think for the most part, because I don't know if Sam Earls wanted to be out of his contract or if it was just time for them to write him off the show.
Yeah.
Anyways, because of what was going on.
Other characters, like, yeah, it wasn't necessarily like a super great tie up of like, oh, they moved away. But you could have at least done that with Terry of, oh, because of her trauma, she moved away.
Yeah, she moved to the rival school.
Instead of us just being like, she transferred schools. Like,
because she was in technically the class with Jimmy and Spinner and Ashley. Like, she could have graduated and then, like, she could have moved to the other school, graduated, and then, like, we could have a mention, like, oh, did you see Terry on the cover of Teen Vogue or like whatever, like,
yeah,
could have been awesome. But and that's another thing about the show, like, they never like name drop previous characters, like you mentioned this with Darcy, like, they never once mentioned like, oh, we got a postcard from Africa, Darcy's building a well in Africa or whatever. Like, it's
just, you know, sometimes you have to remember that, oh shoot, Claire's not an only child.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's another, yeah, because like as soon as like Darcy moved away, and then freaking Jake,
the only time after she moves away that they like mention her is when Claire's like, Darcy sent this gift for you, that's it.
Yeah, that's literally like one mention, but like they never like brought her back for anything else. Sorry, Alana, I'm kind of jumping on your notes because, like, I see my man Toby, and we got to talk about Toby.
It's right below.
Toby, I feel like, got the shit end of everything in this show. Because he has an eating disorder storyline that gets dropped completely. He gets a girlfriend in Kendra. She disappears after a few seasons. His best friend dies. And then he gets tormentlessly bullied, like, and like slowly, like, in the corners for latter seasons. He gets one final. I was gonna say
JT died, and they decided that Toby didn't get to have a character anymore.
No, he has like a few episodes here and there, like that one thing with Holly J, but and graduation, and that's it. And even after graduation, he shows up one time at a robotics convention, and dollar store stunt double Toby fills in at the wedding. That is Toby's character. You cannot
tell me that wasn't supposed to be Toby in visual.
It was. It so was.
Now, I don't know if Jake Goldsby had, like, a scheduling conflict or, like, something of that matter, but, like, he should have came back. Like,
and if he did have a scheduling conflict, don't have Toby be in the scene.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Simple fix.
There were literally several episodes in the latter half of Next Gen where Jake Goldsby is credited in the cast, and he just isn't in the episode. Maybe in, like a background cameo or something.
Exactly. But, like, I also think instead of, you know, not making Toby a character after JT's death, maybe you should make him more of a character considering his best friend just got murdered. It would have been so, yes, they have Toby acting out and doing the podcast, but I feel like it would have been so different if, you know, like how you see Spinner starting to act out when he gets diagnosed with cancer and starting to pick fights and stuff. I feel like it would have been like really interesting to see maybe Toby
smart kids stop doing well in school.
Yes, or even like... Liberty. You can't tell me that finding your ex-boyfriend dying on the ground is not traumatizing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, granted, it's different with her because it's challenging with her because everyone handles grief in different ways. And obviously she's like criticized by Mia being like, I haven't seen you cry once, and then she finally like shows her emotions, but like that's just how she is. But I feel like obviously that changes the way she is, but I feel like specifically with Toby it would have been really interesting if he went down a more destructive path after JT passed away.
But it did give us that mini where he did the Napoleon Dynamite dance, and we will always be grateful for that mini. Thank you, Jay Goldsby. Please come on the show. Anyway,
I already talked about his ED, but I do wish we would have seen the repercussions of that because there's no way the next episode it would have just been fine. He literally passed out at the wrestling match.
Because the show tackles ED later on. Yeah, they tackled ED later on with Emma. And I felt like they did better with that because like at least they mentioned it again during during the Purple Dragon, right? Like they mentioned that again, and like
they mentioned it again. So sorry, they mentioned it with Sean too when he comes back.
Yeah. Why couldn't they just do the same for Toby? Like I get it. Like the stigma is like most women do have eating disorders, but like guys get it too. And I felt like that was the strong moment with Toby because to be fair, I never really saw like an eating disorder for a male character on TV before, and I thought, oh, that was cool. That was back in the early 2000s. Wish they did that more, but and then again, they dropped the ball again by just dropping the plot line. So into the black hole they go.
Yeah. Okay. We're getting there, friends. So next, I wrote Loki because, yes, with Degrassi nudes, Zoe did get punished. She got community service. But what about everyone else? What about the boys that had literally illegal stuff on their electronics?
Mm-hmm.
What about Winston for blackmailing Zoe? Like, there was just no repercussions.
What about all the other girls that participated in Degrassi News?
Exactly.
Lola, Frankie to an extent. Like,
what about everyone else that did illegal things? Because, again, in a real life situation, that's not what would happen at all, because every party involved in a real life situation would get punished and not just Zoe.
Oh yeah.
You know,
but to be fair, like they painted Zoe out to be like the mean girl in her first couple seasons, so it makes sense why they went down that route for her to get most of it. But
right, I already kind of talked about this next one a little bit. It's a very similar thing with Paige and her STD and how she never finds out, except
not an STD, a social disease.
Well, you gave me a social disease.
There it is.
Except with Emma, it's more just the matter of, like, we obviously assume that after she gets taken to the clinic, she is okay, but we never see the repercussions to show that she is okay.
And now that she ended up with Spinner, does he know that, like, she is probably, like, had an STD? Like, does...
Oh, everyone in the school knew.
Yeah. Or the fact that the person who gave her the STD is now engaged to her best friend.
Going back to the Spinner thing, you know, they slept at Niagara Falls. So, like, it would have been brought up or something.
The STD she had is not one that she'll have, that she would have had forever.
Well, yeah, but, like, could there be some, like, complications or...
I don't know. I don't know enough about gonorrhea.
Oh, yeah, it was gonorrhea. I forgot.
Ollie, how dare you not know that much about gonorrhea?
I know, right?
F's in the chat for Ollie for not knowing about gonorrhea.
So, my next one, Mr. Perino's mistreatment of Derek.
Was he married? Sorry.
I don't know if they ever talked about it, but specifically because he, like, I'm pretty sure he just gets counseling and then he comes back and he works at Degrassi for several years, like through next class. And he's fine. And I feel like it usually, it like, takes a little bit for things to be fine. So that was just something that I picked up on. And also just the fact that, like, posts like this, like, Derek and Danny are chilling with him if they have another class with him in the later seasons. Which, I mean, yeah, a couple years have gone by, but it's, I don't know. It's just, like, we don't really see a lot of, like, hey, I'm going back to Perino's class today. He just got out of counseling. I don't trust him yet. You know, just kind of seeing that process because, you know, I mean, you can speak firsthand, not firsthand, Ollie, but, you know, like, being a teacher, like, if you were to do something to break your students' trust or, like, the parents of your students' trust, like, it would take a while for them to, like, trust you again, you know? Yes. So, not getting to see those repercussions.
And it's also, like, they did a whole complete 180 to where, like, he's not a terrible teacher. Because, like, at first he was painted off as, like, as bad as the Shep. So, like, and then by next class, I'm like, Perino's kind of funny. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
No, yeah.
Not that this is black hole. This is more just, like, something I was thinking about today. Is, so, like, for example, with Raditz. When Raditz is in TNG, he's kind of the worst.
Yeah.
But he was so cool in Degrassi Junior High and Degrassi High.
And he got old.
At what point did something crawl up his butt and die? That's what I want to know.
No, he finally snapped.
Me too. DJ Raditz. I forget what his DJ name is. What was his DJ name, Alana?
Oh, I don't remember. Evie.
What was his DJ name? I forgot. Evie. But he went from that to being like,
you do realize we're in a group chat. We can ask them, like, right now. Just be like...
No, that's no fun. She loves the shout outs. Because yeah, I think shouted her out in every single episode we've released
since the partnership. Back. Yeah.
True.
But also, like, I think Raditz honestly snapped and he was realizing, like, I'm gonna be trapped at this school forever. That's why he left. That's why he left. Not from the implications following the shooting. He finally snapped
and was like, this is my chance to get out.
I'm out.
I can be free.
Hatsalakos, do your thing, ma'am. Let's go.
Honestly, he did what was right for him, and for that, I respect it.
Even though there's supposedly a deleted scene from the Breakfast Club episode where Raditz was hitting on Hatsalakos in his car, that scene exists.
Yeah.
And I want to find it, because, like, I have so many questions. Like,
anyway, that was a tangent. Alana, yes. You can finish your list because I want to get to mine.
I want to say my one thing on my list before you go on. But anyways,
Alex, she was turning her life around and then, you know, she broke up with Paige and she dips and we never get to see her happy. My last two things, they are next class spoilers and we will get more in depth with them.
Oh, definitely.
Class. I keep forgetting we haven't talked about next class.
No, that's next on the docket, right? After our, well, I can't say too much, but, like,
Jonah's baby. Jonah tells Grace that he had a baby and he is not allowed to see the child. And it's never brought up ever again. Never.
I mean, one can assume that the reason he wasn't allowed to see the child is due to his history with, like, drugs.
Yeah.
That's just an educated guess on my part.
Maybe that's part of him being straight edge. Maybe, like, oh, like, I had, like, in my past, maybe I can't see it because it's connected to my past.
I think it would have been really interesting to show that, though. Especially, with what they show with Dallas and Rocky in Next Gen.
Yeah.
I think that would be really cool to see. No. Especially someone like Jonah, who has a history with drugs and, like, that type of thing. I feel like it'd be interesting because he does turn himself around by the time he graduates from Degrassi.
And we could have.
It would have been interesting to see.
And we could have had another blooper moment of, I wasn't coughing.
Yes. I don't want to cough.
Or guys. When he's just laughing, being run up the run down the stairs.
He's allergic to peanuts.
Again, season 12 bloopers, chef's kiss. I have last thing, but I also want to mention one other thing that's not on my list that I actually found a whole kind of article about that's, I think, linked in here. Esme's mental health. I think if we had only gotten that fifth season of Next Class, we would have seen Esme get an actual diagnosis and, like, get to see her mental health journey. And I think it would have been really, really interesting to see, especially because we do see that journey start to begin when she comes onto the show. But I just feel like that would have been really interesting. Last two things, I swear. I read an article about the Hollingsworth family, and I didn't get that, like, in depth with it. But, like, basically, like, the article was saying something I felt like kind of was black hole related. How basically their dad had moved out. And after all, like, the abuse and everything like that. And for the most part, like, they're kind of okay with it when he ends up moving back in.
Yeah,
being gone and abusing and just cheating on his wife. And, like, they're kind of just, like, okay with him coming back. The only person that's not okay with it is Miles. And if you go back to Firestarter, they're all united.
Yeah.
So I felt like that was notable to mention.
But by the time Next Class happens, there's kind of like this there's kind of this underlying thing. We'll get more into it, but like Mr. Hollingsworth had this like moment with the son, and there's just kind of this sense like, yeah, we've had our ordeals in the past, but you're my son and I'll support you, whatever career choice you want to go to. But again, we'll get more into that when we get into Next Class.
Yes. Last thing I want to do is mention my list of people that I have that I just wrote down. I'm going to do a speed run. And this is my little in memoriam. They're not dead. They just went to the Degrassi black hole.
The fallen tributes. Another EV reference.
The fallen tributes.
The fallen tributes of the Degrassi black hole.
Terry, Leia, Bruce the Moose.
Bruce the Moose!
Derek, Kendra, Blue
Cheese.
Wesley, Dave, Miss O, Jack, the baby Jack, and then Jack from season 13, 14, Lucas, Fitz, Chris, Miss Dawes, Damon, Mr. Townsend, Spike, and then I'm gonna, I don't know if I should say the junior high ones because Evie's gonna listen to this, but just know that there are a few from junior high, Evie. I'm actually not gonna say them just for you, but there are a couple of junior high ones which you'll be sad to find out. So sorry, Evie. But in memoriam, they're not dead, they're just in the Degrassi black hole. And thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
So my notes, I have two things. One, Alana kind of touched up upon, and it's how Dave was black-holed. And so many things about Dave were black-holed, in my opinion. Like, first off, again, I feel like he kind of got the Toby treatment, where, like, as his tenure later on in the show, he just kind of, like, fell back more and more. The last time we see him is at Adam's funeral, so, like, they kind of patched that end up. But also, Dave suddenly, like Dave not being able to sing at first, and then
being able to sing
by Romeo and Jules. Man took some voice lessons. He is killing it. And also, this wasn't originally on my list, but it just came to me. The fact that after Maya became the musician of the show, Jenna just never picks up a guitar again for the rest of the show. And, or like, she never like persuades with music. And I'm like,
oh yeah,
that's weird. That's weird. Cause like you spent so much, like even when like Sav comes back for the reunion in Next Class, there's a scene of him strumming in the music room, playing guitar. So like Sav kept his musical abilities. We know Ashley, hell, Jimmy's a rapper now, IRL. So like, you know, why did Jenna have to suddenly stop with the music?
Yeah, because I will say, I know that Sav did not go to school for music.
Well, yeah, but like he still plays, you know, like he still does stuff. But like, as soon as like Connor gets with Jenna, they just kind of drop that music subplot. Like it would have been cool. It would have been cute for like Jenna to write a song for Connor on like a Valentine's Day episode. That would have been awesome, you know?
Oh, I would have loved that.
But yeah, those are my little notes into the addition of what I said earlier.
I have a list of character qualities that went into the black hole.
Honnely, I'm so excited. Honnely has notes today.
Yes. First,
thank you, Reddit.
Yes. Shout out to Reddit.
First, Marco is introduced as a dance prodigy.
Holy shit.
And then we never see him dance again.
The only time.
It's only so funny. Adamo's interview in the Degrassi Goes There documentary is so funny.
He talks about his audition, too.
Yeah. He's like, they wanted me to break dance.
And then, like, Jimmy and Spinner have that one interaction with, like, oh, there's Marco. He can dance. And, like, he's in the background just, like, doing this.
Yeah.
It's also from those unearthed pictures of Drake dressed up as Michael Jackson, which was from this show. That tweet was so stupid. I'm sorry.
And then I also said, 1 minute Dave can't find a note, and the next he's the star of the musical.
I'm telling you, vocal lessons is the explanation for that.
JT was really good at sewing.
Yes,
and after that episode, never mentioned again.
I totally forgot about that.
You know what would have been great? How, like, because you remember when Liberty is talking to Dave about being, not Dave, Derek about being adopted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's like talking about how like, oh, but I have all this stuff from my birth parents that they like left behind for me.
He could have made something for the baby.
JT didn't make a hat or a blanket or something.
Also, I just now thought of something. How cool would it be to reference back to the sewing thing when he has his public access children's television era? He's like sewing with some kids. And that's how you make a little cloth. Thank you for coming. Like, that would have been so awesome.
Yeah. Don't eat the glue.
Don't eat the glue, kids.
That would have been so cute.
So anyway, the fact that Craig does photography.
He did?
Yes.
Remember
photography when he was first introduced?
It was a joke. I know that he like did photography, but like they forgot. They kind of give the photography to Peter like after the fact, and then he kind of dropped it as well.
If you want to call taking naked videos photography,
before that he was using a camera a lot. Okay,
ooh,
that's what I mean. Oh, all right,
you're fired.
I know
Zig's culinary skills.
Yeah,
yes. Like, two episodes they talk about the fact that he's like working at a restaurant and all this stuff, and he's really good at cooking food, and then like he becomes part of the rubber room and then does nothing, so
because he can wife me up anytime.
Doesn't he like cook at the Matlin house aside from that, like that
once
it. Like, yeah, like once at the Matlin house.
Because
and it was a meal for his mom.
Well, that's he's right. Even he's cooking when he's in the rubber room because he's trying to like get his like job.
I was about to say like
that's it.
It's barely touched on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this one, which I forgot about, is the fact that Drew plays the drums.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Because remember, he plays the drums for Sav.
Yeah, Sav. Yeah. Sav. Because like he had been, like Allie was pissed off that like Sav had Drew because he was for his like senior thing, like his
little project. Everyone's like, you're telling me Drew plays the drums and what he decided to do to like do something for his life was sell cell phones.
Yes, he could have been in a band. He could have been at Whisper Hug with Adam.
No, literally. Oh my god, with his brother.
Yeah, I would have. It's like the Partridge Family and shit.
I also put Lucas on there just because I was like, they finally started redeeming him, like at the very, literally on his last like episode.
Yeah.
And then he's never brought up again. Jimmy getting married.
Yeah. Like near the end of his.
He brings up the fact that he's proposing. And then we see other characters from his generation of people moving on after that. But we never hear.
Because doesn't Jimmy come back? And like he says to Spinner that he's going to get married. He
shows him the ring. That's,
yeah. Yeah. And then like. And then Drake happened, and then he became too big for the show. And they're like, oh, yeah.
We never came back.
Started in Degrassi, now I'm here.
And then my last thing is I said, not quite a black hole, but do no other Degrassi alums have kids?
No, it's only Simpson and to an extent, Joey Jeremiah. I was like, and that's
granted, yes, I understand that Spike had Emma when she was a teenager, so that's probably part of it. But we like just never hear mention of any of the other characters from junior high or high other than a couple brief episodes, which only doesn't make sense because like unless you move away, I feel like your kids end up going to the school you went to or like you're gonna see people out and about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did Radich ever have kids?
No.
That was a missed. I feel like that was like a missed opportunity. Like, could you imagine? Like, we could have had like Peter and Hatzilakos, but like Radich's kid. That would have been interesting.
That definitely would have been interesting.
Like that dynamic. Not saying that Radich would make another Peter. Just saying, like.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that was our thoughts of the Degrassi black hole. And oh, wait a minute. Oh yeah. So. That's our thoughts on the Degrassi black hole and our characters and whatever. Now let's hear from you. Let's read some of the responses and like questions rather. The first one is talking about Kendra. Where the F was she?
You know, I wish we knew.
No.
But we see you.
Somewhere in the black hole.
You.
Yes.
Pour one out for Kendra.
Yep. Okay. This was a question by Sierra, which I totally forgot about this, but it says, what was in Sheila's sauce?
Oh my god.
Sheila was the cafeteria lady from like early TNG.
Oh yeah, she was black hole too.
Yeah, Sheila was black hole.
And was Miss Kwan black hole?
Kind of.
Yeah. She came back. Yeah. But... it was a jump scare. I remember her being gone for a while. And then I was like, what are you doing here?
Wasn't she in an X Class episode?
I'm pretty sure she was. And we were like, huh? Yes.
I think they just didn't want to put Armstrong as an English teacher. And they're like, okay, Miss Kwan actress, come back for like 2 minutes. But yeah, I completely forgot Sheila was a character until I read this question.
I remember Sheila, but that's because I'm on a rewatch and I just got back to her.
Her sauce? I don't know what was in it.
Well, I'm pretty sure Sierra said in their response that, like, the sauce was, like, free with, like, every meal.
Okay, Have you guys seen Good Burger?
No.
You know how I think Ed's sauce and Sheila's sauce are basically the same. Because, like, Ed just puts random shit in it. And, like, that's basically what I think Sheila did. She just put, like, random stuff in it.
I would not be surprised if it was, like, I'll make a reference that I understand. Like, Annalie, you know how, like, Suki and Gilmore Girls would, like, experiment with food? Yes. I feel like it's the same thing. And you know what? I'm here for it. Would I eat it if I was a student at Degrassi? Probably not. But it comes with every order, so it'll be on my plate and it'll sit on my plate.
Next up, this is actually a really good one that we forgot to talk about, but Imogen and her dad's dementia.
Yeah.
I love Imogen. I love Imogen's family. I honestly I love her dad. Her mom kind of sucks. But
She did,
but like, I honestly forgot a little bit about this. I would have loved to have seen her dad's journey through like health, and they did touch up upon it a little bit, but like not to the extent that we know he's cured or that we know he's in a better condition or anything like that.
Well, here's the thing, yeah. There's not a cure for dementia.
Well, you know what I mean, like in a state where like he's okay and he's doing better than when we first saw him, if that makes sense.
I feel like it would have been interesting, especially like, granted, I know Fiona and Imogen break up at that graduation, but I feel like it would have been interesting if like something's going on with her dad, if something had been going on with her dad,
yeah,
at either like her, like Fiona's graduation or like her graduation. Like, yeah, I know they had stuff going on with Drew, but I wish we had gotten like updates and things were not resolved, but yeah. Like if it was in the state where it was the point where like she knew that things were not going to be back to the way it was ever, like not a good state, I feel like it would have been something that they should have talked about.
Or they should have done this by the time Imogen and Jack are dating. They could have done a plot line or like a like an episode where,
yeah,
where like he keeps calling Jack Fiona and it's like, oh no, Jed, this is Jack, this, they, like he doesn't connect that it's a different person.
That would have been really interesting.
I literally just got that while I was reading this.
No, I like that.
So yeah, another thing that also we didn't talk about, Heather Sinclair.
Oh my god, one of the biggest, oh,
especially when we find out the fact that freaking Holly Day was adopted, like,
yes, Holly, but they were like, lol, Holly J. St. Clair, and I was like, why does it sound familiar? And then I was like,
why is Holly transferring to Degrassi but we never see, because does Heather go to Degrassi? I forget.
Heather had
graduated. I think you guys know this, that they were gonna cast someone as Heather and then they just didn't. So it was like a reoccurring gag, kind of like, Heather, come up and do this, that they never show her.
I legit thought before the twist that it was just going to be Charlotte Arnold in a wig, and then like that would be Heather.
That
would
have been so funny.
But alas, they did not do that.
Yeah, it's probably one of the weirdest, I would consider it black hole, because we never see Heather. She's mentioned so many times, but we never actually see her, and it's so wild.
Yeah, well, we technically we see her shoulder during like Mr. Oleander's like yoga thing, but like that's about it. All right, next we have Claire's vampire fanfic era, aka Madame Degrassi.
Oh, Madame Degrassi,
that was something that was okay to be black holed.
Yeah, although it would have been kind of funny if like there was a scene where Eli and Claire were like in her room, and then Eli's have you heard of this Madame Degrassi, and she just kind of like,
or if he was like looking through her stuff and just,
just found it, like,
yeah,
you didn't tell me you were a writer. He just like reads it, and then like that's the published play that they do is Madame Degrassi.
the unnamed play is,
yes,
just Madame
Degrassi. That's what the unnamed play was in the thing. That's my head canon. While they were dating, Eli found that, and then he was like, you know what, I'm just gonna make it a play, and that's why we never hear of it, because it's technically not really canon.
You know what, yeah.
Next, we have Asher and Claire having no resolution.
Yeah. This one frustrates me a lot, because if anything, all of the sexual assault storylines have a resolution. Whether we like them or not, they have a resolution.
Yeah,
like, but the fact that this sexual harassment storyline never got resolution, and we never know if Claire got the justice that she deserved after finally getting proof, it's so frustrating.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say about it.
But yeah, like with like the Asher and Claire thing, it's like, okay, I'm gonna send pics to him. No, you shouldn't do that. It's okay, we're gonna get him. And then later half of the next season happens and they drop it. Yeah.
Yeah, never talked about again.
Next up, Kendra's adoption storyline would have been cool to see. You know what?
You mean like make Kendra more of a character?
Yeah, that's a good, because Yeah.
Especially, I would have loved to have seen, like, her relationship, like, at home. There's only one scene in TNG where we see where Spinner pretends to be sick, and she's like, Mom, like, he's not sick. And she's like, yes, he is. That's the only time we see it.
And like, why That's would it. And why would Spinner or why would Spinner's mom believe her son more than her adoptive daughter? What's the connection there? Eh? Why?
I mean, like, the family dynamic, especially, like, you know, with the fact that Spinner's dad passed away, and like,
did she remarry, and his stepdad already have like a pre-started family? Like, maybe that's his kid or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm intrigued on the whole background of that, especially because, you know, as we mentioned, Kendra doesn't come back for anything that Spinner goes through.
Yeah, like,
even the wedding.
I would have been so cool to see her as a bridesmaid at the wedding. That would have been so adorable.
Yeah, but we need to go back and see if she has a Dollar Tree.
Yo, we gotta go back.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Rewind the tapes.
Yeah, rewind it. Linda, give us the masters. Give us any uncut footage. The next class that never graduates, i.e. Frankie, Hunter, Lola, Yael, etc.
AKA, we didn't get a season 5.
Yeah. Like, I honestly would have loved to have seen a season or two, mostly with Hunter being less of a dick. And with Yael trying to figure themselves out even
more. I would have loved that. Also, it would have been, I know Esme would have been tied into that season as well.
Yes.
Especially because she did not graduate with that class. And it would have been really interesting to see.
Her go through like therapy and like.
Yeah. Especially with everything with, you know, the history that she has with everyone in this class. And
even with her own personal life, like her mom was an addict and like.
Yeah, it just would have been really interesting to see, and I don't know if it's public knowledge, but I would love to see like the storylines that were supposed to be talked about in season 5 of Next Class.
I thought it was written.
It was either filmed or written. It might have been written.
They have to release the scripts. Hopefully when the strikes are over. Well, I don't know. And finally, this is rather a question, but rather like, it's more of a question to us about the black hole. But the question reads, if you could black hole one character, who would it be?
Oh, I might have to say the first name that comes to mind. I would say Marisol. But it's hard though, because I do like Mo and Marisol. I hate that's a really hard question, because it's like a lot of the characters, it's like I would black hole them for certain reasons, but I would want them to come back. So that's the thing. I would black hole Marisol, but I would want her to come back and date Mo and like actually not be like a bad friend to Katie anymore.
Can we black hole a storyline?
I like storyline better.
I can't black hole a character that's already existed. I'm sorry, I can't, because like, as much as I hate certain characters, I feel like they better other character storylines. So like, why would like, I mean, I guess, I mean, Shantae didn't really do much. But like, but she did. She was a part of Lola's and Frankie's lines, and even in Next Class, she got some stuff for herself, which that does pay out in the end. But
yeah,
if I had to pick a storyline, can Claire and Jake just not have a relationship before their parents get together? Like, and like Jake and Katie, love them, love, love, love Jake and Katie, Jake and Claire. No, uncomfy. Eli and Jake, funny as shit, love them too.
yeah it's hard, because my initial thought was to say Marisol, and as I said, like, it's hard because as much as I would want to like, I would want to black hole characters for certain reasons, but then I want to bring them back, so picking a storyline is hard.
If you would have told me at the end of Next Gen, I would have said Jonah, to black hole Jonah. But I love Jonah in Next Class. That's the thing.
See, what did we tell you, Nathan? What did we tell you?
He needed some time to warm up. Actually, if I were to black hole a character, probably Oleander. I don't like him.
Oh. I mean, he low-key doesn't... No, he does get a resolution.
Yeah.
I would not mind black-holing that whole storyline with Tristan and Mr. Yates.
Mr. Yates, too, is a character. Get him out of here.
I don't think it was needed, especially after you already showed Paige and Mr. Oleander. Also, because this time made it seem like, oh, Tristan's gonna get mad at Maya. And yes, Paige got, like, mad, like, too, but it was just different circumstances, and like that caused a rift between Tristan and Maya for
that,
like,
that lasted until the end of next class. Yeah,
all because she wanted to protect him from a predator.
Like, could you imagine if Marco and Paige had like gotten into a similar conflict during the Oleander stuff, and Marco didn't talk to Paige until the end of like Ghost Hollywood, instead of the reverse of what happened?
I think that would not have had... I think the slap at the end of Ghost Hollywood would not have as big of an impact if that was the case. But because there's like they're so tight, that's why that has such a big impact.
Fair point, fair point.
That's the first one that came to mind. Also, low-key, this is the first one that came to mind too. Wesley pogo sticking? The pogo sticking
that was funny. That was funny.
No, it was funny. I don't care what you say. It just felt so weird.
That's the point of this character. He did weird shit. Also, we forgot Tori / Angie. Both black-holed.
I mentioned her. I didn't mention Angie, but yes,
Angie. They're the same character. You can't change my mind.
They're the same actor.
That's what I mean. Like,
the same character.
They are the same character.
Nathan, they can't be the same character.
Yes, they can.
She can't grow up that fast.
Yes, they can, okay?
Okay. Believe whatever your little heart desires.
I know
it's the way that after this, I'm going to probably think of so many, storylines that I would black hole, or like characters maybe I would kind of send and then bring them back. But that's what came to my mind right away.
I know you mentioned Blue for like a second.
Mm-hmm.
I know he got black-holed, but like I wouldn't mind his black-holedness, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like there's some people that I honestly like wouldn't mind. Like I didn't mind Leia getting black-holed, honestly.
Yeah, she knew Pete Wentz for like a minute and that was it.
I didn't Yeah, or like even like no,
Derek.
I didn't mind these.
Derek.
Yeah, I didn't mind Derek getting black holds. I do wish...
Bruce the Moose was the saddest tragedy.
I was going to say, I wish Bruce the Moose did not. I wish Lucas, no. I didn't mind Chris getting black holds.
Who was Chris?
The DJ. That guy that loved the music that dated Emma a little bit.
The one Emma dated for like an episode or two.
Yes.
See, I don't remember him. That's how like much he put
like,
into the show.
Some of the people I mentioned, you were probably like, who?
Literally, that like Mr. Townsend.
Yeah,
I thought that was like Wesley's uncle teacher, or like
it is.
Oh, see, that's how
Wesley's
much I
uncle
don't...
teacher.
How does your uncle and you get black-holed within the same season?
Oh, you're so right.
Now, a lot of you keen listeners are probably wondering what happened to Amelie. Well, she was on a phone call, and now she is back to discuss the Degrassi black hole. This is still a Twilight Zone thing, if you didn't know.
All right, what are your thoughts, Annalie, while we still have time? Go.
We also mentioned, if you couldn't pick a character, we talked about storylines.
Storylines.
Well.
I said the whole Claire-Jake incest shit.
And I said Mr. Yates and Tristan.
True. Honestly, hot take. I would black hole the period of time that Paige, Marco, and Ellie lived together.
It went on so long.
Just because, like, I get why they were doing it, but I also think it could have been done better if that's the direction they were going to go. You know what I mean?
No, I absolutely
like there were
agree.
Some good storylines, but also kind of things where like at that point I was starting to be invested in other people. And so as much as I loved them, other than like Degrassi Goes Hollywood, I didn't care.
Right. I agree.
Then, but then they did the same thing with Emma and Manny.
Yeah, that could have gone away too.
Like, except for the yeah. weed episode. That one was funny. I like that one.
Wanna like please?
Yeah. All right. So I guess this now concludes our Halloween episode, which wasn't really Halloween-y. It was just talking about the black hole, but I mean, sure.
Happy spooky season, everybody.
Spooky season. This episode should be out by Halloween to people that aren't on the Patreon. Like, it should be like ready to stream by Halloween. If you're listening to this on the Patreon, though, you are really cool. If you're not, you're also still cool. We don't judge. Speaking of the Patreon, if you subscribe to the Degrassi Kid Patreon, you can listen to these episodes a few days before they actually air. What day will this come out? I mean, we're still editing. I haven't even edited this yet. Yeah.
Well.
Also, if you're not a member of the Degrassi Kid Discord, please do that. They have events all the time. They have some spooky events going on right now, but by the time
it's
you're listening
to
this... By the time you're listening to this, they'll be over. Yeah, we might be doing some, might be doing some more festive stuff. I like festivities. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, all that stuff. We should do another holiday episode. I don't know what we should do it on, but that should be funny.
I agree.
We should do a thing. We should do a turkey drop Thanksgiving episode or a turkey dump Thanksgiving.
Our own Frostival.
Our own Frostival.
Build your own Frostival.
I expect a diorama of Frostival.
Okay. Yes.
That's your assignment
to
for
scale.
To scale. All right, guys, that's going to be your assignment on the Discord. Next month,
okay.
We will hold.
Degrassi Kid Discord, you hearing us? If you've gotten to this point, what should they comment in the Discord?
A pumpkin emoji.
Yeah.
A spook.
Spook.
Kind of. Not really, but screw it.
You can
this
say
was the best
spook
we could do.
Pumpkin.
Spook and pumpkin. That's what
perfect.
You type the word spook and a pumpkin emoji.
That sounds perfect.
Anyways, this has been the show. Thanks for listening to our ramblings and whatnot. Have a great spooky time. Eat candy. Have fun. Do all the spooky stuff. Watch Nightmare Before Christmas and then watch it again in like a day or two.
And then watch It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown if you love me.
Watch The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. Watch Scary Godmother if you love me, because that's one of my favorites.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, yes.
I watch, remember.
And remember.
Don't fall into the black hole.
That was not rehearsed.
When is it rehearsed?
It's never rehearsed.
This has been New Year, New Look, New Podcast. You can follow the podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. You can follow us, the host, on Instagram and TikTok. We have story posts with handles to follow. You can follow this show wherever you get your podcasts, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. This episode was made in conjunction with the Degrassi Kid Network. Become a member of the Degrassi Kid Patreon to hear these episodes 2 days before air. We hope you enjoyed our ramblings, and we will see you all in the next episode. Stay tied, Degrassi. Later.